It's a long way down. Yeah, yeah. It's a long way down. Oh, 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 oh. It's a long way down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope it burns like hell.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Shoot the Messenger 2. This is a very special episode. It's the episode where I am celebrating my 3-year anniversary of this shit show. So sit back and enjoy it as I talk with Cade and Nate after I drank about a half a bottle of Jim Beam in an hour. So what happens, happens, and deal with it.
What? Oh, snap.
I was talking to myself probably for nothing for like 5 minutes because I hit the start button. I did a whole intro. This confounded fucking computer shit. See, you're wearing your phones today.
That's right.
I got two bones to pick with you already. Because you're a horrible house guest.
Oh, yeah. What did I do?
There was poop in my toilet.
Oh, yeah?
That's one. I'm assuming it was either yours or Rebecca's. Because I went in there this afternoon to go take a leak and there was poop in the toilet.
I guarantee it was Rebecca's because I didn't even use your bathroom one time while I was there.
Bullshit.
You didn't need to talk to that daughter of yours.
And I'm pretty sure this wasn't her. There was a Busch Light in my freezer still.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was me. Did it blow up?
It did not explode, though. It was on the cusp of exploding.
Was it swelled up then?
Oh, yeah. Swelled up like a dead hooker on the 4th of July.
Surprise.
Surprise. There was poop in the toilet and beer in the freezer.
Yeah, no, you can blame the beer on me. I totally remember doing that when I was driving off. I was like, shit, did I leave a beer in his freezer? And then I forgot until you said something.
You son of a gun. That's all right. I'll let it cool down and then I'll drink it later.
Yeah, it's not going to taste quite the same, but it'll be all right.
I got a fun game for us to play. Cade, do you have any whiskey?
I don't. I actually don't have whiskey today.
Showed up unprepared. This is the 3-year anniversary, Cade, and you're not drinking whiskey?
No, I mean, I should have probably picked some up. I only just went and picked up a 6-pack of Buckskins instead because I'm bad with whiskey. Jim Beam vanilla.
I'm feeling crazy today.
How is it?
Tastes like Jim Beam with vanilla in it.
Do you like it or not?
It's good. I could probably drink a whole bottle of it.
In one sitting?
I got a good game for us to play. I was really hoping you had whiskey.
Yeah, unfortunately, unless I go to the store, I don't have whiskey.
Why don't you run to the store really quick?
I feel like this game's going to be dangerous if it requires whiskey.
It's only dangerous if you don't have whiskey.
Oh, yeah? Is that how it is?
I'll give you a hint. It involves books. You read a book, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple.
All right, this game is called What Book Is It From?
Oh, God.
And I got 3 books. I have Roald Dahl's Magic Finger, Homer the Iliad.
Okay.
And, of course, the Holy fucking Bible.
I think I'm seeing where this is going. Let's hear the rules.
I have not read any of these books yet. So I'm going to flip it open to a random page and read out of it. And then you have to guess what book it's from.
Sounds good.
Have you read any of these books?
I've read the Iliad and I read the Bible a really long time ago.
Why don't you like the Bible, Kate?
Jesus. Tom. What the hell kind of question is that?
All right, I'm going to open up the first book, Cade.
Make sure you don't want me to go get whiskey.
If you really want to. You can go get whiskey.
Don't get whiskey. Okay, I've been axed on the whiskey, so we're just going to have to do it this way. Well, like, what's the penalty if I get it wrong? Do I need to take it like a big drink or something?
There's no penalty. This is a game. It's supposed to be fun. So have fun, goddammit. All right, here we go. First one.
Good.
This oath was never kept.
This oath was never kept. I'm going to say the Bible.
Wrong.
Oh, it's the Iliad. I was thinking that.
All right. I'll read another one.
You need to have some kind of game show music playing.
They flew off to a tall tree and right at the top chose the place for the nest.
That's got to be the Magic Finger.
Magic Finger. Did you know that Roald Dahl was a spy in World War II?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, you need to educate yourself.
Roald Dahl wrote a lot of really interesting books. I mean, they say they're for children, but a lot of those are not for kids. They're like written for adults, but in like a childlike fashion, you know, like Fantastic Mr. Fox and all that.
Yeah. Those books weren't that good.
Oh yeah, who's your author of choice?
God.
I'm gonna go ahead and call BS on that. Said you never read that. How do you know he's your author of choice?
Because he's responsible for everything.
Okay.
He made Roald Dahl. He made Homer.
He made Roald Dahl be a spy in World War II.
No, but he pushed him in the right direction.
There's a guy who convinced him to be a spy.
Probably.
Recruited him?
No. He probably had a dream about it and then is either take a small scroll or go to the army. Or take a small scroll in the army. Hey-o. All right, we only got like 3 hours left for this extravaganza.
All right.
You ready for another one?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll give you a hint. It's not anything of shuffling, even though they're all different thicknesses.
I was going to say, they're all different sizes.
I'll do eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How's that sound? I'll make it fair. You want to hear a joke? I heard this good joke, and I really like it now. So this guy, you know, he has a big, huge pumpkin head, and he has a lantern in his hand, and he goes up to his friend, and he's just like, what's that lantern? He's like, it's a magic lamp. You know, Genie granted me 3 wishes. He's like, holy shit. What was your first wish? He's like, oh, first wish is I wish for a lot of money. He's like, cool. It's like, holy shit, your head's a pumpkin. And he's like, I know. It's like, my second wish was to have a lot of pretty ladies following me around. He's like, oh, man, that's awesome. But why do you have a pumpkin head, man? He's like, that's where I really fucked up. My third wish, I asked for a big, giant fucking pumpkin head.
Okay, that is pretty good.
All right, back to the game. Tell a joke. Okay, don't tell a joke. I got a random page. I will fly from you no more.
Bible?
No.
The Iliad. Man.
I'll put in some fun music. Okay, next book. Where any man sins against his neighbor and is required to take an oath of exhortation against himself. Do I need to finish?
No, I'm going to guess Bible on that one.
You do read the Bible, you sly fox. All right. Thumbs up or thumbs down for that one? All right, thumbs up. We'll go back into that when we're proper drunk.
Yeah. That was quite the skit.
You got 2 out of 4 right. I should give you a tiebreaker. I should let you be a winner or a loser.
All right, do it.
Bonus round. If you win this,
I will drink the rest of my drink.
Okay.
But to eat an apple without holding it in your hands is not all that easy.
Magic finger.
Fuck.
Got him.
I thought it was going to, I didn't read it beforehand, and I thought the apple thing would get you, but it turns out you can tell there's a literary difference between this guy and the Homer of the Iliad.
Just a little bit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Roald Dahl did not write the Bible.
Yeah, cheeky bastard. All right. There we go. All right. Refill.
Yep. I need a refill too.
While Cade's gone, I'll fill in another ad for a sponsor. Did I ever tell you my theory about God?
No.
It's not a theory. I'm pretty sure this is probably fact, and they'll be writing stories of it later. But, you know, like he came down to our planet and he made it with a woman, made it inside a woman, and made a baby.
God did?
You didn't know that? Jesus?
I thought it was an immaculate conception. Like he just zapped her and it was a done deal.
Okay. You know how babies are made, right? Let's not kid ourselves.
Right. It's when you have sex with a Roman soldier and then lie to your husband about it.
Okay, that is not at all what happened. All right. God came down. You know, whatever he did his little didgeridoo canoe magic. And Mary got pregnant. Then he left for a while, right?
All right.
I'm just like really thinking, like, if he made the universe, right? The whole giant universe, you know, the stars and shit, planets.
Oh, yeah.
Asteroids.
I'm following, right?
Rocks. You believe in science, right? You know they're out there.
There are rocks out there for sure.
Yeah, they're planets. So he's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. That's a lot of going around. It's like, imagine, like, he's on other planets, you know, having his way with innocent virgins, because that's kind of his thing. And you think how mad he's going to be when he comes back and he's like, dude, where the fuck's my son? Jesus is up floating around in the sky saying, hey, dad, I'm up here.
Is that how it is? Is that?
Just imagine how mad he's going to be when he gets back. Just mad.
Maybe he's already been here and that's why we don't see him around anymore. He's like, yep, wipe my hands clean of this.
No. He wouldn't do that to us, man. That dude would fuck our shit up.
Yeah, actually, that's true. From what the Bible says, he'd be like, yeah, time to release another plague. But the bad kind where, like, blood is raining from the sky and like all sorts of other horrible shit.
Yeah, where does he get all the blood?
I think what happened was is a hurricane, like, happened nearby or a tornado happened nearby in, like, a swamp or something. It was just, like, throwing, like, frogs and shit around.
Stop trying to explain things with science, you fucking dirty bastard.
That's happened before, like where it rains frogs because the fucking tornado will just hit a pond full that turns into a bloody mess everywhere.
Is that why we don't have frogs? We blame tornadoes and fucking hurricanes and shit.
That's why we have almost no birds, because of the windmills. Those are bird blending machines.
Yeah, and that's why we need to stop every single type of alternative electricity, kid, because it kills animals.
I think we should just stop the wind entirely. Let's just end the wind.
Hear it here first. We're gonna fucking stop the wind. What the fuck do we need it for? We don't have,
right?
Sailboats.
I mean, all it does is give people ideas to make windmills.
Dumbasses.
Snip the butt here. Take it at the source.
Dumbass motherfuckers and their windmills.
Getting their ideas about killing birds, man. Donnie, we should just cut out the middleman.
I had another idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's not a great idea. It's not a good idea at all, really. Oh yeah, I remember now. I was going to talk to you about something because it's something that's been in my mind for quite some time. Because you're a native Montanan, right?
Right.
Born in Montana.
Yep. I was born in Whitefish and I actually have never moved out of the state one time.
Okay. Do you have your birth certificate handy?
Not handy, but I have it. Why?
Well, it'd be nice for you to have some proof, but I guess we're just going with what your parents told you.
Oh, yeah? Is that the deal?
Yeah, so there's this whole thing, you know, I really started thinking, you know, you
said... Well, if I lose my birth certificate, will people just assume I wasn't ever born?
Well, I just have to take your fucking word that you were born here.
I mean, I was born for sure.
I don't know that.
But that's what I'm saying. If you don't see their birth certificate, it could have congealed somewhere. We don't know. We need documentation.
You could have been born in Idaho for all we know.
I was born close to Idaho, I guess.
I digress.
Isn't Eureka pretty close to Idaho?
Yeah.
I guess it's like probably like 100 miles away. Maybe not that close.
Let's not worry about that right now. All right. Well, this isn't a geography lesson. I'm getting bored.
Okay. So what were you trying to talk about?
So you know how...
That you needed my birth certificate for.
Well, it would have been nice for proof, but we're going to move past that now and you're just going to have to show it later. So you ever see those...
Where's your birth certificate?
I was born right here in the USA. No one's told me different. Yeah. I can actually go get it really quick. I know exactly where it is. You want me to go get it? I know exactly where that fucker is. Dude, I found a dead robin next to my garage.
Really? Any signs of what happened or is just circle of life?
I haven't really gotten that into it, but pretty sure it wasn't rape. But who knows?
That's a fair estimate. He didn't check its cloaca, I bet.
Did not check the cloaca for rapage.
You're out there checking bird cloacas. I've got other questions.
There's lots of people really into bird cloaca. I got thoroughly,
probably
deeply scarred by watching a documentary on mushrooms about duck penises.
Wait, mushrooms and duck penises?
Well, I was on mushrooms.
What kind of documentary is that?
And then I watched a documentary about fucking duck penises.
So, yeah, nature's mistake. Those four.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole duck mating process is a nightmare.
Yeah, so you're native Montana, right? Okay. Let's get back. Let's go full circle here. From duck cloaca to native Montana. So you've seen those stickers?
Is that part of
the stickers? The native stickers. It says native Montana and native Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people are really, really pissed off about like Californians and out-of-staters coming in and buying all the property and raising income taxes and, you know, property taxes and whatnot, property values, I should say. It's just like, they're so mad that all these people are coming in and buying their land. It's just like, we should have a focus group or something. Like if only there was like another group of people that could relate to that, of people coming in and taking their land and making them move to shittier land. Like we should figure out a focus group or something for them to all get together and talk about it. Cause if there's only, and I can't really think of any right now, but there's gotta be at least one group of people that got kicked off their land at some point.
Yeah. That were displaced by, you know, other people coming in and, you know, yeah, it's too bad we've never,
I can't
we don't
put
know
my finger on it
like
right
that.
Now. But eventually they'll get it figured out.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. I mean, probably just going to get special deals that are taken away from us over time, piece by piece, and then told that we can, like, you know, take care of our own land and then that ripped away from us because the government decides that's not okay anymore. Yeah, you know. I feel like there's a whole struggle that would happen with that.
It'll come together down the road at some point. Got a little dent in the whiskey bottle.
I'm trying to catch up by like drinking these buckskins as fast as I can. I don't want you to have all the fun.
I will have all the fun because I have the whiskey. All the whiskey.
Is that your what you need for fun around here?
All the whiskey and all the fun. We have 10 minutes, Cade. We just got a warning. I got 10 minutes and then I got to upgrade.
10 minutes? But
I'm not going to upgrade for the Zoom.
Oh, for the Zoom meeting. I thought you meant that you were told that our 3 hours got turned into 10 minutes.
You see the cat behind me?
I do.
She actually hides under the bathroom sink until the dog goes to bed or something, and then she comes out.
That She's sounds a cat. Like a pretty sad life.
She has her choices.
Yeah, my cat doesn't like having my kid running around. She'll come out there every once in a while, though, because if Samantha and I are hanging out, the cat's just like, I'm not going to get any attention if I don't actually go out there. So she'll go out there and get mauled by the kid every once in a while, but strictly just so she can get attention from us.
Pathetic. You keep saying that.
That's a good cat, dude. It's true. Probably would not like having a puppy, though. I feel like a puppy would be the last straw, and I'd never see her again. Just go hide forever.
Where's my phone? I feel like we should play another game.
I think so, too.
Another game. You know we should play?
What?
I don't know either. Hold on.
Do you have any...
Where is it? Should we prank call people?
Prank call people?
You know what we could do?
Yeah.
I could call them, and then you could talk.
I don't want to do that.
Hey, I'll ask you the age-old question here, Cade. What's more disturbing?
What's that?
The fact that Disney animals have mouths and can talk? Or the fact that Disney animals have mouths and no buttholes? Right?
No buttholes, by far.
That was an easy one. By
far. Yeah, there's a right and a wrong answer to that question. It's the no buttholes thing.
What were they thinking? I know you're a man of science, so that would make sense to you. Because the whole point of having mouths is to have buttholes. Unless you're a worm.
Right. Talking is a secondary thing, man. Talking wasn't ever part of the deal.
You never go ask the mouth.
Until it was.
Jesus Christ, Gabe.
Bass the trout.
What can I say? That's a fun game. You know what I was thinking the other day when birds are like... Have you ever had like a really bad day? Like a bad day? You know, like, fucking it sucks. And you wake up in the morning and you feel like all shitty. And then you wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I kind of still feel shitty. Then you wake up and look outside, you know, the birds are all chirping, the sun's out, the birds are singing all these beautiful songs. You ever wake up and just like think, man, those fucking birds are retarded. They don't know anything.
I mean, I've definitely noticed that they're happy in their
Yeah, you call it ignorance. I just think birds are retarded.
I mean, they've got little robot brains.
Did you know that their lungs are better than our lungs? They almost have 100% of efficiency of getting rid of all the CO2 in their lungs. They can almost get, That's how Seriously? They can do all the long flights and stuff. Yeah, but fuck them.
That's awesome, though.
Ducks also rape.
Still pretty cool, man. Could you imagine being able to use your lungs at 100% capacity? That'd be rad. Dude, never mind, I'm not going to say that. There's a lot of good things you could do with that. You could blow up a raft probably in one try.
Blow up doll.
I mean, even
two
better.
Blow up dolls.
You need somebody to go on the raft with
Everyone
you, right?
needs a friend from time to time.
That's true. Don't want to float the river by yourself. Oh my God. That's a bet. That's a bet condition that we should do on something sometime. Loser has to go float the medicine and raft by themselves with a blow up doll.
I think that's something we should just do anyway.
Yeah, but we granted if we make the bet, then it's gonna
okay,
happen.
Okay, I bet you
right?
will both go down the Madison River floating.
So we need
with
to find something
doll.
Funny. Wait a minute. So we both do it in our own boats.
And then we yell at people. It's like, hey, you looking at my woman? And get mad and all confrontational about it.
Give your eyes to yourself. Nothing happening for you over here. Actually, that would be pretty funny just to like float the Madison and just like yell at people not to look.
That's good. I might hire you on we'll do that as a skit one time because I'm planning on blowing this up into Empire. I'm going to do a website. This is my big reveal. You're going to do videos. That'll be one of them. The other one I have an idea of drunk versus stoner in the wild.
Drunk versus stoner in the wild. So it's going to be like one dude who's just like shit house and another dude who's just high out of their mind. And then they're going to have to survive out there. Is that the plan? All right. Well, I think that's possible. I mean, the stoner might be swollen some kind of way. We'll see.
Then I have another one. Naked and afraid and almost raped by Sasquatch. I know a guy for that one.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know at least two or three.
Oh, yeah, you know somebody for that?
Should we call Morgan? We only have a minute left. Uh-oh. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Let's call him.
Hold on a second. This is my weatherman, Jim. Hey, Jim. Jim,
you got a call.
Is the recorder working?
Yes, it is. Are you here for the weather?
I am here for the weather.
All right, how's the weather?
Well, first of all, Tom, congratulations on 3 years of successful Shoot the Messenger 2. I know Joe Rogan is shaking in his boots right now. The weather, we are getting some rain here in Amsterdam, buddy.
Are you?
Rain, yeah. A little sprinkle. So it's heading your way.
Is it?
Keep an eye out for it, yes. And it will have a darkening trend towards the evening, too.
That's... Thanks, Jim.
Don't be a maroon.
Don't be a what? That fucking my weather guy. Need a new weather guy.
I don't think you do need a new weather guy. I feel like that was great.
Do you want it? Do you want to continue?
Dude, seriously, you nailed it.
I gotta start a new one. All right. I'm gonna do this.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, this time I am not going to forget to record.
Are you sick and tired of going to the beach, river, or stream alone, only to look at all the people floating in wonderful inner tubes? With their friends and family and lovers? Well, worry not, my friends, for I have the solution for you. That's right. It's Wild Bill's inflatable dolls. Not only will they get you out to the river, they'll also provide you with your very own inflatable floating buddy. That's right. Doesn't matter what kind. They have them all. You got the pick of the litter. And don't worry. There's also a lifetime warranty on these suckers, too. If you purchase one for $49.99, you get a lifetime warranty that lasts the entire life of the doll or you. That's right. You could pass this down to your children. If you get an extra hole in your buddy, a hole that's not supposed to be there, don't worry about carrying duct tape. They'll send you a new one free. We also have a special one for rednecks if just in case you want a goat to float. No longer will you have to be alone.
I like the background. That's funny.
Why is that funny?
Because it looks like this dude who's ready for winter hanging out in a tropical paradise. You don't look like the dude who'd be just like chilling there on the beach.
I wouldn't. Did I ever tell you the story about when I blacked out in the ocean?
No.
When I went to Mexico?
No, you never told me the story.
All right, so we went to Mexico for the Spanish club trip.
Yep.
And we went on this little yacht to go to this little island just outside of Puerto Vallarta. And I had no inclination to get into the ocean because I don't like the ocean. I don't trust it. Saw Jaws a long time ago, never wanted to go back in the water after that.
Dude, there's so many other worse things than just Jaws.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got those fucking riptides, and you got, like, I mean, if you know what you're doing, that's great, but I've very little experience with the ocean, and that shit seems a little sketchy, especially since I'm not great in the water anyway.
Yeah, and you're a scientist, right? So you know that's true. The ocean sucks.
That's the scientific seal on that one. Is that it?
Yeah. Scientific seal. Was that a ocean joke?
Yeah, a little bit of a pun, but that's fine.
Oh, so anyway, we're on this yacht and they're going to go snorkeling out to this coral reef. And they're like, Tom, this is a once in a lifetime situation. Tom, you should go swimming in the ocean and snorkel out to this reef. I was like, no, not going to fucking jump off this goddamn boat with a snorkel and go swim to this goddamn reef. They kept poking and prodding me. I was like, fine, I'll fucking do it. So I did it. And they're like, spit in your fucking goggles. I was like, what? You spit in your goggles? This is disgusting. This was before COVID, mind you. So anyway, I did it. And then I jumped off the boat with my little flippers on, my goggles, and my little snorkel. Instantly, don't remember anything. I got in the water, remembered I couldn't see the bottom, swam out to these coral reefs, and apparently they saw all these beautiful fish swimming around and shit, and Don't remember any of this. All I can remember is don't be the straggler. Stay in the middle of the group. I honestly have no recollection of it. They're like, that was so beautiful. They all get up back on the boat. I'm like, dude, that fucking sucked.
You were so horrified the whole time that you couldn't enjoy any of it. Oh, that's fucked.
Look, you can't even see the drink in my hand.
Yeah, look at that. That's awesome.
I'm not drinking. I'm just pretending. Oh, there it is.
there it is.
That's another invisible story. And I am recording this time.
I wish I had a filter to see if it would get rid of this buckskin or not. I doubt it.
No. I can change my filter at any point. So that's my... hold on a second. Hold on. Hold your horses. Got another guest.
Hey, baby.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm driving. I'm sorry, but I need to do a call. This is Buttes. How are you?
Here in Butte?
What? Yeah, I'm in Butte.
Okay. I'm in Belgrade. I am doing the podcast with Cade right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to go into town and like get a book and maybe some new sheets for our bed. I was wondering if we needed anything else in town.
Yeah, can I get a PlayStation 5?
Okay. Okay, how much is that?
I think they're, I don't know. All right. Okay.
All right. Love you. Enjoy.
Love you too.
Bye.
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 Think I'm going to get a PlayStation 5?
Right? You're definitely keeping that in the show this time, right? Bye. Yeah. I like it, though.
Do you like how she said, how much is it? That's my she woman. Did? Yeah. She said, how much is it? And I was like, I don't know. Dun, dun. Hold on. Watch this. My hand is going in front. Oh, look, Cade.
Try putting your fingers on the outside closer together and see if it keeps your whole hand.
I'm not your fucking prom date, dude.
Wow.
My fingers closer together?
Yep. That just made your whole hand disappear.
It's got to go in front of my face. See, I only... Hold on.
Another look at this. Tom Schoer.
Samantha?
Yeah?
Would you believe that I'm not drinking right now?
No, I see that mason jar. Oh, popped in the... You right there. Dude, you're magic. You're drinking the ocean right now, dude. You're
drinking the ocean.
I'm a thirsty boy. Oh.
That's pretty sweet, though. It's kind of funny.
So they can't see you drinking your wine glass while...
In a Zoom until you actually drink it.
I was actually worried that someone's going to call me up from drinking from a fucking jarring glass. One of those jarring things. You know, this is jarring. I'm drinking from a jarring glass, a bowl.
Yeah, it's called a jar. You can just call it a jar.
I broke all of my whiskey glasses, and I can't drink from the bottle anymore because apparently that's unhygienic. If you're hanging out with other people.
I'm pretty sure the alcohol kills it, right?
Alcohol does not kill. People kill.
That's true.
That's right.
Actually, alcohol does not kill. Evaporation kills.
What's evaporation?
That's exactly how isopropyl alcohol works when you're using it to clean things.
What's isopropyl alcohol?
It is
it's propyl all that's icy.
It's the propyl alcohol group on the end of your little one carbon chain.
Yeah, fucking carbon. A piece of shit.
Yeah, if carbon didn't exist, we wouldn't be here. It's carbon's fault that we're here.
No, it's not. And I got unrefutable truth right next to me to prove why we are here.
Roald Dahl's the magic finger.
That's what my wife calls me. I want to find out who Roald Dahl is.
Roald Dahl's and magic finger.
Yeah.
Got to say, it's like a Tribe Called Quest. You got to say the whole thing.
Roald Dahl. Yeah, you're the magic finger of Roald Dahl's magic finger.
Right? Not your ordinary magic finger, mind you.
Nobody likes a magic finger. You want to see a finger that disappears? Long story short is the short story is long. That's a Mark Twain right. quote.
Do we have a game to play?
Yeah, you figure one out. I'm going to put your ass to work, finally. Just come all on right, the fucking show and just like ask me if I have games to play. Yeah, I have games to play. I could fucking play, name that fucking Bible verse. But I'm not going to.
That sounds like a terrible game.
It's not a terrible game. All right, here. Chapter 16. All right, Cade, what were the seven last plagues in the Bible?
The seven last plagues?
Yeah, not the first seven plagues, the seven last plagues.
I don't fucking know.
Nobody knows. It's not even in the Bible, you dumb bastard. All right, let's go. It is in the Bible. I just don't want to read it because it's really boring. We will never, ever, 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 ever match the small scroll. That is the best part of the Bible ever.
Yeah, I don't think we could outdo that one. I don't think that will ever happen.
I skimmed through at least a third of the Bible to 20 minutes before we went on the show to find a better one, and I couldn't.
That's awesome.
Hello. You have beautiful green eyes. Anyone ever tell you that?
No.
I don't know why they would. Because you don't. You weren't born with green eyes, were you? Tell the people.
I wasn't born with green eyes? Actually, no. I think I kind of was, like green or blue. I'm
not here sure. We go. He's also born in Montana, folks. Just making up shit.
I also
shit.
Had a bunch of different colors of hair growing up. Did not start with bleach blonde, but it ended there. And then finally settled on brown. So I went toe-ahead for a little while.
All right, is this from the Bible? Oh, no, cried William. Never, said Philip.
No.
Roald Dahl's the finger, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't this pretty sad? This is what I choose to do with my life.
Why is that?
Because I could have up to 25 participants, but I can only get you.
And that's sad to you? I feel like you're doing pretty good just getting me here.
I'm up 99% of the people that call me back because I stopped calling a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, math sucks. You know what you should do, Cade?
What?
Are you drunk?
I'm buzzed for sure.
All right, I want you to drunk call someone.
Drunk call someone?
Yes, I'm telling you as your host to drunk call someone.
I got this. Hitting some buttons. Here we go.
You son of a bitch.
Your rules weren't
very... It doesn't fucking count.
Hey, you weren't clear. You didn't specify the rules, man. There's a lot of gray area in that request.
The only gray area I'm looking for is in your mom right now.
Hey, you don't talk about my mom. She's a saint.
She's a sinner and a saint.
I'm going to send her this podcast.
I have her on my Facebook. I can messenger her call. Should we call her on the messenger?
You can invite her to one of your, you can invite her to the podcast.
Wouldn't that be swell?
No, you should. You should do thumbs up or thumbs down with my mom on here.
Hold on. I'm drunk calling someone. I'll show you how it's done. Can you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Drunk calls from
your
Kate.
Call has
story of my life. All right. They all know what I want to do. All right. I just need to figure out. Sent straight to voicemail by Tom Woods. All right. Here we go. Here we go. I'm deleting that one. Wait, hold on. Hold your horses. Tell a funny joke, Cade, while I look for someone to drunk dial.
Dude, I'm not ready for a funny joke right now.
I know you're not.
Also, I don't want to be stealing people's jokes.
There we go. You got a correspondent up in Eureka, hopefully.
Are you calling?
Can you hear the phone ring?
Yeah.
So weird how no one answers my phone calls. I don't know why they would. Oh, delete that one. All right. Kate, I don't think Howard's going to answer my phone calls. Hold on. I know. Wait, no.
All right. I feel like we should move on to the
no.
next thing.
I need you to step up. I need you to step up because they're all on to me. Hold on. Hold on. Whoa. That's a weird fucking ring.
A Google Phone subscriber, your call is not available.
Why will no one answer my phone calls?
I answer your phone calls, piece of shit.
They all must have gotten new phones and lost my number or something.
That's what it is.
I can't believe the fucking dog is asleep.
Dude, it's still asleep. You're going to go outside and your tree's going to be cut in half from it chewing on it.
Yeah, at least he won't lie to me. He's like, Dad, I cannot tell you a lie. I chopped down the fucking plum tree in the backyard.
Is that what that is, a plum tree?
Yeah, it's a fucking plum tree, bro.
Does it produce a lot?
Only if you make it.
I don't know what that means.
Every other year it does. Like our apple tree up front is a little fucker. That fucker produces a lot of apples. For no reason.
Does it do it every year?
Every other year for the fucking fruity trees.
Yeah, like I heard that apples kind of go off every other year. And last year my apples didn't really go. So I'm expecting to clean a lot of apples up out of the yard this year.
Me too. Nothing worse than apple stuff all over your fucking yard.
I like fill up grocery bags full of just fucking apples that have fallen out of the tree that I have nothing to do with. I should start making them into cider, but I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, you can give them to, you can make some mead. You have the need for mead.
With apples?
Yeah, apple mead.
Well, I do have bees out here and apples, and I think next year I want to try to build another hive out there to see if the colony will split into two colonies, and then I can just basically get bees with just setting up a little apiary for them. You didn't like that information. Oh, I looked at them today, dude. They're crazy. Here, I'll send you a picture.
I got a new number.
They're pretty sweet. What?
Huh?
Did you say you're not going to look at my text because you're being ignored lately?
Oh, I need to get on this thing as I need to get Ashton on this thing.
Oh, yeah, dude. She likes comedy.
We should get Ashton on next time because she's funny.
Let's talk to her about it. Like, listen, we're going to go get drunk and talk shit on a podcast. Do you want to join? Check those pictures up.
Hey, did you like that picture I sent you a long time ago? Those are good bee pictures.
I don't remember a long time ago. What did
you
send me?
You never responded. I sent you a picture. My mom and dad kept it from years ago. Talent Show 2000. Check your backlog.
When did you send it?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that.
Yeah.
It was like the fucking order of the acts at the talent show, right?
Yeah, the talent show. You got a comedy act by Tom Woods. You remember that shit show?
Yeah, where you came out there in ski boots and a paper bag over your head.
That was my first.
Were you wearing
attempt.
Like a long coat too?
Yeah, I was pretty fucking retarded back then. Holy shit. I can't believe I did that.
And I survived. Remember a really terrible joke that you said, and I was just cracking up because of how inappropriate it was for that event, and nobody did anything about it. But you're like, to the audience, you're like, does anybody know anybody that goes to school? And then all of a sudden this mother stands up and she's like, I have a daughter that goes to school. And you have like this little back and forth with her for a little bit. And you're like, well, what does she do at the school? And she's like, oh, she like, you know, plays volleyball or whatever and does this. And you're like, well, I didn't hear you mention she was a gymnast. Anyway, moving on. And I was just dying, dude. I was like, oh my God, you can't say that here.
Yeah. Didn't get kicked off the stage until Jeremy came up with a fire extinguisher to kick
me off. Fire extinguisher.
I didn't win. I don't know what the fuck was up with that. I was competing against the guys that could play Unforgiven 2 and Metallica. Bastards. It should have cracked me up when I saw it, though. I was like, God damn, I can remember how fucking ridiculous that I thought I could do that.
Just no fear. Well,
no fear.
Little fear.
No little fear. Fear. Just go up there and just say whatever the fuck you want.
Like, you did you even practice anything?
No, I just went up there and just started roasting the crowd. That's all I had. Can you remember? The only thing I really remember from that was going up and talking to us like, hey, what's this fundraiser we're doing? We're fundraising a French club, huh? Going to France. Yeah. How much? Hey, what, did you guys buy something? Yeah, well, sir, how much you spend on that pie? $30? What do you think that's going to get your daughter or son up there? A crepe? That's nothing. $30. Come on. It's like busting their balls about spending jack shit. Forgot about the gymnast joke.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, oh, God. That shit cracked me up.
Different times.
I just don't think anybody was ready for it.
No one was ready for my amazing, hilarious comedy. Right? Right, everybody?
Right, everybody.
They makes you want to run away. Boobs. What are you drinking there, man?
Buckskin Coors Banquet.
Ooh, snap. I've drank a half bottle of whiskey. I have told all my secrets of comedy.
Is that the only secret you had?
No, I have much more. I have such deep plans that they're probably going to want to go to a clinic afterwards.
Do you know who Hans Tewin is?
Hmm?
Do you know the comedian Hans Tewin?
No.
So, like, he would do, like, crazy shit on stage. Like, one of his most notorious things that he did was, I'm not sure if he's alive or not, honestly.
Cade. Would he, like, do crazy shit on stage, or would he actually do craziest shit on stage? He's proper English.
He'd actually do crazy shit on stage. So one thing that he would do was, like, he took a sock puppet and he'd, like, sing a song and just feed a Snickers bar to the sock puppet the whole time. And I don't know, it's just absurd. It's pretty funny to watch. But he would just, his comedy was off the wall, but it was still a lot of fun to see.
Dude, look at this.
Wow.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Yeah, Boots is just really chilling out there. Is that puppy still asleep?
No idea. Dude, I fucking took that fucker on adventures today. Like a good dog owner. And he tried to fall asleep a couple times. I didn't let him. I was like, nope, we're adventuring. Because Daddy's got to make money on the podcast. Daddy's got to sell some dolls.
I don't understand what that means.
You will. You fucking okay. Will. Because it's a swing, sir.
Do I hear
the
voice of an angel?
Did you hear that?
And the voice of an eagle?
She said, did I hear the voice of an angel?
Yes, you did.
Don't doubt.
The only training I have is the training in being awesome. If anyone wants to get part of that, fucking join the club. Join the club, because they don't let many people in on that shit.
The awesome club?
The awesome club. It's like, what you got to do? Go. Are you tired of searching for tools in the shed or sick of endlessly flailing through your toolbox for that missing three-quarter socket? Let's face it, fixing up your house or car is an endless chore of finding the right tools. Well, worry no more. I have the answer for you. You can just throw away all those useless tools you own now because I have right here in front of me the amazing and fantastic tool even Galileo would be envious of you owning. It's called the Vanderbilt Elapsogaster. Need to tighten a bolt? Grab the Elapsogaster. Have a garden to dig? Grab the Elapsogaster. Need to make 500 chef salads for a wedding? You guessed it, grab the Elapsogaster. There's no job too big or too small for this amazing device. Buy today, and you will get 5 fantastical Elapsogasters for only $59.99. You can put one in your kitchen, put one in your garage, put one in your emergency prep bag. Hell, just give the other two away, because you really only need one, but we're giving you 5 for the price of one. The Elapsogaster by Vanderbilt is made of the strongest alloy on the planet, so it probably will never break. What alloy, you ask? We don't even know. Even China won't tell us. Call or order today, and you will also receive a free Vanderbilt Elapsogaster Mini for your kids or your wife. They will love it. Buy the tool that will literally fix anything.
Vanderbilt is not responsible for the Elapsogaster not bringing grandparents or family dogs back from the dead. Do not try to use the Vanderbilt Elapsogaster to make your parents love each other again. No returns and free shipping on the second Friday of every month.
One titty titty titty, two titty titty titty, three titty titty titty, four.
There we go.
There you are, buddy. I got vocals.
All right.
How you doing, bitch?
How you doing?
And I've been better.
Yeah?
No. Been great. What you up to, buddy?
I just woke up.
Just woke up? From a late night of bouncing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. I have been drinking.
Drinking. That's awesome. I don't have any booze, otherwise I'd be drinking too.
I can't see you, dude.
Turn on. Oh, am I not? Oh shit. Hold on. Oh shit. Fuck.
I just see your name and it makes me super uncomfortable. I'm sitting in my studio here. My beautiful, luxurious studio. You like what you see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go.
Hey, look at that guy.
Hey.
Fucking hey, buddy. How you been?
Oh, just lovely.
Blue in the beard.
How you been?
I can't complain too much.
I can.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it all, bud. With your hand, did you fuck up your hand? Or you just got
something? Yeah, I punched a car about a month ago, and my wrist has been fucked up ever since.
What? Punched a car?
Yeah, sorry. I punched out a car's taillights. They pissed me off. They were hogging two parking spots. Thought that was kind of a douchebag move, so I punched out their taillights.
Big douchebag move.
Big one. Yeah.
Guys, well, welcome to the 3-year anniversary, pal.
Yeah, how about that?
No,
three years.
Fucking bullshit. I'm doing nothing.
We've all pretty much been doing nothing for 3 years now.
That's true, except for this sweet Subaru studio I got.
Yeah.
See this? Got a spare tire back there that's all blown out. Got a three-legged Subaru sitting in my garage.
Yeah.
It's hot as fuck in here, dude. Hot as fuck.
Well, why are you in there then?
Huh?
Why are you in there then?
Because my wife's inside cleaning the house.
Oh, gotcha.
I just got home from being gone all weekend. I've been batching it.
Uh-huh.
What I did with that time?
What?
And talk to my friends on the internet. That's what I do when I'm bored.
I sleep when I'm bored.
I'm a bit of an insomniac.
Yeah.
Dude, so, can I tell you about this story I've been trying to write?
Sorry. Sorry, I was bored.
What? That's great news because everyone else is that too. I've been trying to write this story about this guy who tries to, how they've been making cloned meat so that you don't have to kill an animal. Well, picture this, Nate. Close your eyes for a moment. Put yourself in the time. This is
10 years in the future, they've perfected the fucking situation. You can get clean meat wherever you want. You get it in a little package. You put it in a little microwave size cloning machine at home, and you make your own meat.
All right.
So this one guy is real poor. He's a fucking drug addict. His wife's terrible, wants to get married to this woman. She's like, no, we must have beef and chicken. And thinks to save time, he puts beef and a chicken in the machine at the same time and creates the beef chicken monster that goes around killing people.
All right. That sounds wild.
Yeah. So I'm working on a patent for that right now. Is that what you do?
Working on a what?
A patent.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not the word. Copyright. You know, I'm talking to some people, mostly my wife and a couple friends. But we might have to go in together on that. What do you think? You want to write a story with me?
Yeah.
As soon as I find my notebook with like 20 pages written out, I'll let you know.
Sounds good.
I was going to read it to you tonight, but I can't find the fucking notebook.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. What can you do? Not much.
No. I can't do much.
How's the weather in Portland?
It's sunny. Warm. I hate it.
We got some flooding this year.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking floods. Not at my house, though. Turns out if you don't live next to the river, you're okay.
Yeah.
About as exciting as it's been in Bozeman. I don't live in Bozeman. I live in Belgrade. Like a slum.
Oh, shit.
You getting attacked by a cat?
Yeah. You kidding? Stupid thing keeps clawing me. Little bitch.
Dude, we just got a... Excuse me. Hold on, just got a puppy.
Nice.
And my wife just came back. Dude's been humping the shit out of her ever since she got back. Got to her before I could, little bastard.
Man, I hope when I die I get reincarnated as a puppy so I can just hump legs. And not, you know, go to prison for it.
Yeah, one can hope and dream.
One can hope. Ouch, shit.
I had these people ask me at work, is like, if your wife ever left you, what's like the perfect age to date? I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, I'm good. I think I'm good. I've done my time. I think that if my wife ever left me, you know, I'm all right.
Yeah. I've been single since my divorce. I think at this point I'm pretty much feral.
Feral people.
I'm not housebroken anymore for sure. The times I got to scold myself for peeing on the rug, shit.
You got to rub your nose in it, man.
I do.
Dude, I should tell you. I got this new kid at work.
Fucking
dude looks
kids.
Like he's 12 years old, man. 12 years old.
Oh, dude, they all look so young these days.
He worked there for like a month, and then finally I was like, well, I suppose I should probably introduce myself to him. So I do, and, you know, do the cordial things like, hey, yeah, you know, where are you from? He looks at me, he's like, do you want to hear the story from the start? I just pause for a minute. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And he unloaded on me, man. Little bastard. Can't read. Can't read a room. He also fucked up one time. He's like, oh, man, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to do that. I was like, dude, that's all right, man. But you only get one fuck up. Pretty soon he'll learn to tell me to fuck off like everyone else.
Fuck off. Thank
you. That's so nice of you to say. I've been waiting for someone to tell me that all weekend. I've just been sitting at home all by myself with a puppy, just like slamming him in the ground, saying like, no, you do not bite. I have someone tell me to fuck off right now. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you like my rig up here?
I do.
It's on the oh shit fuck handle.
Yep.
Just in case you can't see. I also have an emergency first aid kit right next to me.
Oh, lovely.
It stinks in here, man.
What does it stink like?
Got a golf club, too. Look at that. You read what that is?
All right. Dude, you're all set.
Dude, I could fuck some shit up. Turns on, too. I could limp out of here and fuck some shit up if I really wanted to, Nate. But, you know, I'm a married man with a child, but my child's not here, so all hell could break loose. I'm domesticated. You know what I did earlier?
What'd you do?
Hold on a second. Let me get my phone out. I got a text. Hi, Nate. Nate's here. Nate Hazen, the illustrious Nate Hazen, has joined me on this silly ass fucking podcast thing. And I miss the original days when you and me would just fucking write scripts together and just fuck around. Those were the days. I haven't done that in a while.
I know.
I used to be really bored, man. I would just sit there like my daughter's dance recitals and just like fucking like write a stupid script and like text it to you. Fucking finish it off.
Yeah.
The Greek fucking with Doug Bass, that fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. That fucking guy.
Never called me back. Wonder why.
Fucker.
Because he's a fucking poser. Just like me. Dude. I ever tell you a story about this guy I used to work with a long time ago? I'm taking on his name as my stage name. His name is Steve Peets.
I think you've told me about Steve.
I'll tell you about the story when hope I'm not telling, you know, stories out of fucking school here. He's like asking for help, sign up for insurance shit at work, and hands the boss his phone. He Googles something, and like the first thing that popped up was like forced deep throating. I know. I was just like, fuck, dude. Like, the boss came out and told me about it. I was like, dude, that fucker is crazy, man. You got to hide that shit. Dude, I was talking to this kid about it, too, just busting that guy's balls. Like, man, did you know Steve likes to Google the force deep throating? He's like, dude, you can't fetish shame people. Like, I'm pretty sure I can.
You can't be Googling shit at work like force deep throat. You gotta be looking up shit like stepsister anal gangbang.
Yeah, that's legit.
More work appropriate.
Yeah. Anyone can do that. Yeah. And then he told him that he couldn't spell.
Like, force deep throat, that's more like what you'd look up at church.
You're lucky I don't have my Bible on me, Nate. But you, of all people, probably know more about the Bible than I.
I never read it.
Dude, I read it. Not that interesting. Try to, every once in a while, I like to bust out the Bible and just read it, you know?
Yeah.
For shits and giggles.
Trying to find the risque bits.
Those fuckers were crazy back in the day, man. I thought dragons were going to, like, swipe the stars out of the sky like they're right next to us. That'd be a big fucking dragon.
Yeah.
That level,
I always liked the one about dashing children against the rocks, but nobody seems to know that one.
That makes sense. That's when they start talking about dragons like smacking stars out of the skies. That's when I draw the line. I can admit to, like, you know, I can, you know, there's some domestic dispute back in the day, but not saying it was right. You don't talk about the Bible on this channel. Is this a channel?
I don't know. Is it a channel?
It's hope to be. So you want to start a website with me, dude?
Yeah, what kind of website?
Well, there's going to be a little bit of porn involved. Oh, I'm not going to lie. There might be a lot of bit of porn involved.
All right. I'm in. Say no more.
All right. That is an epic beard that I'm jealous of. I'm just going to throw that out here right now.
Well, thank you.
See, I've been trying to grow mine out. Not nearly as good as yours, and it makes me mad. As my drink shakes.
That took a little time to get this.
How long?
That long. People ask me at work, like, what do you use, like, beard oils or like creams or whatever? And I was just telling them I eat a lot of pussy. That's all. A good conditioner.
I don't know if it works like that. That's a good one, though. I remember that retort. Because I used to fuck with this kid at work too. He just like had this beard slightly bigger than mine. And I'd say, what kind of oil do you use just to fuck with them? He's like, I don't use oil. I'm like, yeah, fuck you, you don't. Hi, Morgan. I was disappointed. It was my 20-year anniversary for high school graduation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't show up.
I didn't go last year either.
You didn't?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
No. I tried like hell. My buddy Morgan kind of looks a lot like me, has a big old red beard, lives up in Kalispell. I was like, dude, I will pay you $100 to go up to Eureka for my graduation. He's like 10 years younger too, mind you. Like, I'll pay you $100 to go up to my graduation fucking anniversary and just pretend like you're me. Just go up there and fucking bullshit. I'll tell my friends that have seen me over the past 20 years. Like, yeah, just pretend he's me and just fucking let him go wild. He fucking wouldn't do it. I was pissed.
What a fucker.
That guy. Everyone needs a doppelganger. Just send him up there to see all the people he never want to see again. Dude, I got a bunch of hits on Facebook. Like, you going? I was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, finally, I was like, okay, where's it at?
Yeah. Where was it?
Eureka. Like, no shit, it's in Eureka. I know where. That's just me, man. I'm kind of a dick. Just kind of a dick.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry, Nate.
I'm not.
No, I'm an nicest guy. Nicest guy I know. You really are. You're not punching tail lights. You're banging tailpipes.
Huh?
You're not punching tail lights. You're banging tailpipes.
Yeah.
I've always been my hero. Well, I've always been my hero, but I'm also a drunk bastard, so you can't hold me accountable for much.
Hey, that's a good strategy. Just stay drunk so you can't be accountable for anything. I'm going to start doing that.
It might not be, Nate.
Heavily from here on out.
All right. Challenge accepted. Alan accepted. Can you hear me all right? Because I don't know.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll see your mouth moving and won't hear anything, but then you'll cut right back in, so you're fine.
And then turn right back around. What we should do, we should start a theater group.
Theater group.
Yeah, that's all the rage right now, man.
The fuck do I know about theater?
The fuck don't you know about theater, man?
I know you can buy popcorn there and watch movies.
That kind of theater, that's a movie theater. I'm talking theater.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
I got a mean ventriloquist act.
Ooh. Just don't make me be the puppet.
No, you would be the puppet.
Oh, okay.
It's really easy. Because you'd be a deaf, dumb, and blind puppet. Win-win.
It's like a Helen Keller kind of puppet.
Helen Keller, but she doesn't know the word water yet. I used to do that shit at this guy at work all the time. Like, he'd say something stupid. I just walk up to him and throw water at him and like make him put his hand on my throat. I'd be like, water, water. That's my old job, though. I can't get away with that shit anymore. Just fucking slapping him with water, fucking spray bottle.
might have to try that with one of the strippers I work with. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, that made me mighty proud.
I can't hear shit now.
That made me whine.
There you go.
That made me white and proud. Wait. I am in Montana. Did you know that I live in Montana still?
I did know you live in Montana still.
Good, because no one else does.
Did you know that I live in Montana still?
Holy shit! What, you in four times?
I don't.
Oh, bitch. Are you in like Seattle or something now?
No, yeah, Portland.
Portland, Seattle. Okay. That's like mini Seattle. Down below.
Yeah, it's like if Seattle fucked San Francisco and had a baby.
But it was consensual, right? Good.
There what?
Huh?
Yeah.
It was consensual. There you go. All right, tell a joke.
A joke? Shit, you caught me half awake. This is one of my favorite jokes. Where did the general keep his armies?
I don't know where.
In his sleeveys.
I told this joke earlier. But I'll tell it again. We'll see which one gets the bigger laugh. So this guy walks up with a big old pumpkin head. And he has a lamp in his hand, a magic lamp. He's all happy. He walks up with his friend. He's just like, his friend's like, hey, what's going on with your big ass pumpkin head? He's like, well, I found this magic lamp. Like, whoa, what'd you wish for? He's like, well, for my first wish, I wished for, you know, all the money in the world, and I got it. He's like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah. And for my second wish, I wished for all the beautiful women I could ever have in my life, and boom, I got it. He's like, yeah, that's cool. But he's like, yeah, this is where I really fucked up. For my third wish, I wished for a big, giant fucking pumpkin head. Don't do that. You having problems with your cat?
Yeah, a little bitch just bit me.
Bitch.
He does that.
All right, so the pumpkin joke didn't land. Which makes me sad. So now I feel like I have to send you something.
All right. Send it.
Hold on. You all right?
Yeah, sorry. I did some cocaine last night and a little congested.
Dude, I can't send you any of these. All right, hold on. Hold the phone.
I'm holding it.
There it was, naked as a jellyfish in Davy Jones' locker. I don't know if I've ever told this joke before. Hold on. I might have to edit it a little bit so you can read it. But it's one of my favorite things to say at work. Just be patient, Nate, because it's worth it.
Okay.
Hoping that it'll work out. Again, I've been drinking. Fuck, and it's really hard to fucking text right now. Really fucking hard. This might not work.
Oh.
Read it first and then figure out a way to say it. We got 10 minutes left, bud. What? I know. It's not the easiest. You can reword it. You got the skills.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, you ready? When I wear a mask at work, it smells like pussy in here. Must have been something I ate. Morgan says, that's weird. Smells like ass to me.
That guy eats more ass than I've ever seen in my life.
What, do you not eat ass? You not eat ass?
No. I'm a good Christian boy.
Hey, even good Christians eat ass. It's in the Bible somewhere.
Don't worry about it, all right? That's a solid joke, though, right there. That's solid. One you can use at the strip club. That was my favorite thing to say to people when we started having to wear masks at work. It's like, God damn, it smells like pussy in here. Must be something they ate.
You know, that's something I told the strippers I work with, like, all the time, like, during, like, while we were having to wear masks all the time. You know how, like, some women will sell, like, worn panties on the internet?
What?
I told... oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, you're a good Christian.
Yeah.
but I told the strippers I work with, you should, instead of selling used panties, you should stick a mask down there and, like, walk around with it for a day or so. Sell that? There would be money to be made there.
Dude, you're not lying.
Get that COVID mask all smelling like pussy, then you throw it on and wear it all day. Somebody'd buy that.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not good like you.
Huh? How dare you? Dude, so speaking about masks and COVID and shit, so I have to wear them at work every day because, you know, I work at a place where we have to. So anyway, they were talking about this one gal and this one person were talking about how wearing a mask and sneezing was kind of the equivalent of shitting your pants at work now. And I looked at him, I was like, what if you sneeze and shit your pants?
Double whammy.
They're like, have you ever done it? I'm like, no. Why would I shit my pants at work? It's one mistake I ever made.
Just for fun?
Yeah. How else am I going to get a 20-minute break? Got to run over to the Costco and pick up a new pair of pants. That's a lie. I don't have a Costco card.
I don't either.
Thank you. I'm glad you don't either, pal, because I'm really sick of people coming at me like they're Costco cards. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, Costco bitches.
Costco motherfucking whores.
Yeah.
You look like you're ready for a fucking party, dude. Your cat's shadow.
Bitch.
What are you sleeping on down there? Is this your room?
Yeah.
What do you sleep on down there? A regular size bed?
No, I got my bed's a twin size.
Nice. I sleep on a queen size now.
Yeah.
None of your fucking business. Why? Finish my drink.
Nice. Better get another one.
Dude, I have to go all the way into my house.
Ew.
I think if I called my wife, she'd bring me another drink.
Maybe.
Probably would. He kind of loves me.
Oh, that's
seen me like huddled up in my fucking Subaru before. Dude, this garage is a shithole, man. I got this busted up garage and like 100,000 different things I've got in a garage sale behind her back. I'm addicted to garage selling, man.
Yeah. Garage selling is the shit.
Dude, I spent 25 cents on a dehumidifier. Or not. One of them things that makes jerky.
Oh. For a fucking quarter?
Yeah, who couldn't buy it? I just saw her walk past the window of the garage. She's outside with the puppy.
Yeah. Well, shit. Get her attention. Have her bring you another drink.
See it, look in your eyes. I wish I could roll out the window. If I had the keys to the car, I probably could.
Yeah.
Mom just sent me a picture of a rainbow. I don't know how to feel about it.
Who did?
My mom.
Oh. Yeah. Is it a double rainbow?
No, there's no double rainbows in Montana. You know, one time I was having a talk with my wife about, you know, playing with toys, you know. Do you remember the exact moment you stopped playing with, like, toys, figures, and shit like that?
I still play with toys. What the fuck are you talking about?
I can remember the exact moment. I was playing with the Starship Enterprise, floating it around like an idiot. And I looked at myself like, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm pretending this is a little tiny spaceship that has people in it, and I'm fucking fighting. This is retarded. I stopped playing with fucking toys after that. I remember that exact moment. I think I was like, must have been 5 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, I can remember Force playing with toys for a long time. It's like, I don't know how you could have done it. I was like, man, I found something far better to play with. My dick. Once you figure that thing out, you got
much. Oh, I figured that out. I figured that out like 6 or 7.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had to wait for the priest to show me. I was Catholic.
But you weren't in Cub Scouts?
No, I was in Boy Scouts, bitch. Cub Scouts are the ones that got molested. Let's see how this works. I'm gonna send a little. We got less than 1 minute for this podcast to be over, unless you want me to send you another link.
I'm down, whatever.
Okay. Nate.
Yes.
I'm going to send you another link.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I recorded this. Hold on. Dude, I've got like 2 hours of this shit to fucking go through, because I was talking to this other kid earlier. That fucking guy. You know him. Cade Comstock.
Yeah.
I work with Cade. And we got drunk.
Thanks again for listening to Shoot the Messenger 2. I'd like to take this time to thank Just James and Battle Stations for providing the theme music. Also, please remember to like, subscribe, and leave a review of this podcast. And if you really liked it, tell a friend. If you hated it, well, whatever. Sorry. I tried.